1 year ago today, a mortar shell landed outside a crowded marketplace in Sarajevo. The explosion killed 37 people. It was only one of hundreds of thousands of shells that exploded on the streets of Bosnia's capital during the four-year war. The dead were but a few among the hundreds of thousands who were killed. Yet this shell changed Bosnia's future. 2 days later, NATO launched unrelenting airstrikes and cruise missile attacks on Bosnian Serb military positions. And within 3 months, the Dayton Peace Accords were signed. NPR's Martha Raddatz looks back at that history-making day.
It had happened before, a shell ripping through crowds of shoppers, but that terrible winter of the 94 massacre seemed long past. It was summer 95 in Sarajevo, and people were starting to venture outside again. Then it fell. From out of the mountains above, the hot metal bomb that split the shoppers to bloody bits. Witnesses told of the horrors, the wailing, and one, whose chilling story went around the world, told of a small survivor, then nameless, carried to a nearby car, screaming, "Mommy, I lost my hand." 2 weeks after the shelling at Sarajevo's Kosovo hospital, we found the little girl, 4-year-old Barina Bocetovic, playing happily. 16 pins pierced her arm, and her tiny hand, which doctors had managed to reattach, hung limply from her wrist. Barina's mother, who was with her daughter when the mortar hit, recalled the moments after the blast.
She was screaming. I can't remember what. She was just screaming. So I just ran with her into the next entrance of the building to hide ourselves. I was trying to reach her hand, but I couldn't find her. I was desperately trying to reach her hand, but I couldn't reach it.
Barina's grandmother was with the group as well.
My mother-in-law was screaming, "She lost her hand, she lost her hand." I caught myself thinking, like, the only important thing is she's still alive. That's the only I can remember.
Alive, but doctors said it was doubtful Barina would regain much use of her hand. Sharing the same hospital room as Barina was another young massacre victim, Amarisa. 17 years old, just married, she sat in a wheelchair quietly sobbing with a blanket covering the spot where her leg used to be. Through swollen eyes, she was gazing at pictures of herself as a smiling bride.
That's a picture from my wedding. This is from December 1994.
Again and again she looked, her husband stroking her hand.
This is my grandfather and my grandmother. His father. And
today, Amarisa is walking with the aid of a prosthesis and a single crutch. But Mark Bartolini of the International Rescue Committee, who helped get Amarisa proper medical treatment, says her life remains very difficult.
She and her husband have moved back into the home that they lived in prior to the war, which was right on the front lines, so close, in fact, that Serb trenches are right under the back window of the house. And the house was so badly damaged in the fighting that there's no roof on it at all. There's just some plastic.
But psychologically, says Bartolini, Amarisa is much improved. She has accepted what happened to her and is moving on. It's typical, he says, of many in Bosnia, particularly those who lived through this last massacre. It was, after all, what finally opened the eyes of policymakers, what finally made the threat of NATO force a reality.
They want at least a small part of their brains to remember what happened. They want to instill this in their children, and I think that's very important. I think that if they do completely block it out of their minds, there's too much possibility for a repeat. The more that they're able to retain, I think the more hope there is that it'll never happen again, because I don't think anybody in that country wants to go what they've gone through for the last 4 years.
But with the situation in Bosnia today, that is always a fear. The peace is shaky, the Bosnian government is threatening to boycott elections, and the U.S. troops are scheduled to leave by year's end. So while Sarajevans look on today's relative calm as a vast improvement over last year's horror, it is not something they are lulled into believing could never happen again. I'm Martha Raddatz.